Today on Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
You are so valuable to God that He sent Jesus to the earth to search for you. We'll turn to Luke chapter 15 again. I'm going to read our text and get into our scriptures tonight. The sermon tonight is called, It's Time for a Celebration. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody ready to do that, to kick it up to a notch and you're celebrating? You know, this is such a wonderful chapter in Luke chapter 15. It's often called the lost chapter. And it's called that because it records the words of Jesus as parables to the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son. And so there was a sheep that got lost naturally. There was a coin that got lost accidentally, and there was a son that got lost willfully. And so Jesus told these parables to a large crowd, including tax collectors, sinners, Pharisees, and teachers of the law. And notice the type of people that were drawn to Jesus to hear his teachings. These publicans were like our tax collectors today we have. And they were despised because they worked with the hated Roman authorities, and they were notorious for their corruption. Can anybody relate? So no, there's nothing new under the sun, as they say. So the Pharisees and the scribes were murmuring against Jesus for allowing these types of people to be around him. But all three of these parables show us Jesus's God's great love for the lost, and how it is so great that he has a glorious celebration every time they are found. Amen. Hallelujah. So both the lost sheep and the lost son are very familiar parables, but tonight I want us to focus on the parable in the middle, the lost coin. So let's start reading in Luke chapter 15. We're going to read verse 8. Through verse 10, and I'm going to read from the Passion Translation, and it will be on the screen in case you don't have that translation. Verse 8 says, and Jesus gave them another parable. There was once a woman who had 10 valuable silver coins, and when she lost one of them, she swept her entire house, diligently searching every corner of her house for that one lost coin. And when she finally found it, she gathered all of her friends and neighbors for a celebration, telling them, come and celebrate with me. I had lost my precious silver coin, but now I've found it. Verse 10, that's the way God responds every time one lost sinner repents and turns to him. He says to all his angels, let's have a joyous celebration for that one who was lost, I have found. Praise the Lord. Point number one, you are so valuable to God that he sent Jesus to the earth to search for you, Amen. To find you, and have a joyous celebration in heaven. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? See, Jesus shared this parable about the lost coin to show us God's great love and concern for those that are lost. So God is like this woman who lost one of her 10 silver coins. Each individual, that tells us, is precious to God. Yeah. And God wants us to know this today, because he grieves over every soul that is lost and searches for them diligently. Yeah. See, this lost coin wasn't like you losing a quarter or even a silver dollar. In those days, married women were marked by having a special headdress that she wore for her wedding, and it was a silver chain with 10 silver coins. And to lose one of those coins was like losing a wedding ring. So the coin was a symbol of a precious relationship. And this was a big deal to her. And so when it was found, she called all her friends and her neighbors so that they could celebrate with her. And through this parable of the lost coin, Jesus taught us that each time one lost one is found, it is time for a celebration in heaven. Amen. Isn't that something when you think about it? Didn't you ever experience that when you had something that was lost and you found it and you got so excited about it? Well, a thing is nothing compared to a soul. A thing is nothing compared to a family member. I remember the day that I was praying and believing God for my family to get born again. I was the first one in my family to know Jesus, and I began praying and expecting them to get born again, because I had that same passion that Jesus had for the lost. And you know, if we ever lose that, it's all over. If we get busy doing other kind of things and thinking about just natural things, then we've lost the whole picture. We've lost the whole purpose that Jesus came. God said that there is a celebration in heaven. Can you imagine what that celebration would be like? I mean, we got a little cake over here. We got a little bit of, we got beautiful bows everywhere. We have sparkles. We have pearls. We have a lot of things that just gave us a little inkling about what it means to celebrate. Has anybody ever planned a party? I mean, I remember planning my husband's 60th birthday party. It was to be a surprise. It took me like a year to plan it. And I'm telling you what, it was a marvel, but just keeping him away from everything. I was just trying to maneuver everything. I remember I found a scripture that said it wasn't okay to withhold something from something. Someone is not a bad thing. I wasn't lying, but I was withholding everything. And he would say things to me, well, you know, I'm going to be 60. Are you going to do anything? And I would say, well, I don't know. What do you want me to do? And I had all these things planned. And I remember planning. I actually booked a room. I'm not sure where. One of the big hotels downtown. And I sent invitations out to hundreds of people. We had like 300 people there. And I even told them wear black and white. It was a fun night. I had cakes planned. I ordered an ice carving. I was going over the top. I had a band. I had Jerry Savelle come in and be the MC. We did it big, and he knew nothing until that night. And we're going up the elevator with one of the couples that I had invited. And here they are. They had it all over. It would be a surprise birthday party. Was on the announcements. And we're walking up. He thinks he's just going to dinner somewhere because I didn't put it on the day. I did it like a week before. And this person says, oh, Jesse, we're going to your surprise birthday party. So it was not perfect, but it was close. Because so we opened the door and there it is. Everybody said surprise. But a lot of planning went into that party. They're still talking about the treats and the cake and everything. I had just last month a pastor friend who was there asked me, Kathy, where did you get those coconut macaroons that you gave as gifts as we left? And so, of course, we sent him a box for his birthday. But this is what happens. That when you go through the trouble to make it memorable, people don't forget it. And so we just wanting to celebrate him. My husband had his 60th. And so that's just an inkling. So Jesus, when he left this place, and in John chapter 14, he gave us his beautiful promise. He says, I go to prepare a place for you. Hallelujah. Don't be troubled. Don't worry. I got this. Yes. I'm going somewhere, and I'm going to come back. I'm going to bring you to myself, and there you're going to be with me forever. So this celebration that we're going to see when we get to heaven, I just want to make you hungry for heaven this weekend. I want to motivate you with the idea that you don't want to be there by yourself. You want to bring as many people with you as you can. I want to enlist all you women as evangelists, as preachers, to get out there and bring the gospel to those people. The word tells us that the women who proclaim the gospel are a great host. Amen. So God has empowered you with a message to speak to your families, to speak to your friends, to your neighbors, that is going to make a difference in their lives. Amen? Because he came and he left to go prepare a place for us that is beyond. And he began the celebration, preparation over 2,000 years ago. So, I mean, I just took like a year and it was pretty nice. And Jesse's still talking about it. I tell him I'm not doing it again. But he actually tried to surprise me, and he did. He had to use about half of my staff to do it, but he did it. And I was surprised when I made 70. He did something here at the office, but it was a beautiful celebration. And it's wonderful when someone takes the time to make it special for you. And that's what Jesus is doing. He's making it special for us. Hallelujah. And he's got so much in store. that we're going to see when we get there is going to take us eternity to absorb it all and to enjoy it. Amen? Because that's what he came to do. And this is the first point. I'm going to repeat it again. He says, you are so valuable that he sent Jesus to the earth to search for you, to find you, so that you could have he could have a joyous celebration about you. You know, God knows you better than you know yourself. He knows you from the inside out, and he knows that you're here tonight. And he knows what's on your heart. He knows the things you're dealing with, and he came to give you answers tonight. We don't have to wait till we get to heaven to see all the goodness that he has for us. We have a lot of good stuff already in store right here on the earth right now, in the nasty now and now, as they say. Not just in the sweet by and by, but it's exciting to know that that's ahead. Amen? So this is what's happening. Turn to Zephaniah chapter 3. Zephaniah, did I tell you how to turn there yet? Not yet. Well, I'm telling you now. Zephaniah, it's in the Old Testament. See, before you were a believer, God sought you, and he is still seeking those that are lost. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17 says, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. When I read that, I had a vision of God singing over me, singing joyful songs, happy songs. Get with it. God is happy about your life. He has a joyful life that he wants you to experience. Is anybody happy in the place tonight? The Lord thy God in the midst of thee. He's right here even now. Hallelujah. And he's mighty. And he's going to save. He's going to rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. Point number two, no matter what you've done or what you're dealing with today, God is mighty to save, and he will rejoice over you with joy. Amen. Don't get hooked up into what you see in the natural. Keep your eyes on Jesus, because he has a celebration planned for you to experience here on earth and in heaven for eternity. Give the Lord a shout in the house. You know, our God has such an amazing love for the world that he tenderly searches for them, and he joyfully forgives them when they turn to him. That's the kind of God we serve. And that's why Jesus came to the earth. And one day he's going to return in the clouds and bring every believer to a glorious celebration in heaven. Let's turn to John chapter 10, verse 10. You know, we don't have to wait till we get to heaven to celebrate the abundant life that Jesus came to give to everyone. So it's time for a celebration even right now. Do you sense it? I mean, just this is such a happy night. I can't stop smiling, I'm sorry. I'm not gonna try either. It's just knowing God. I haven't stopped, I mean, in my heart, even if you see me and I'm not smiling sometimes. Inside, honey, there's a party going on. You know that song, that old song? There's a party going on right here. A celebration. Did we sing that tonight? I celebrate just knowing God, because no matter what I encounter, what trouble may hit, I always know where to go to get an answer. So I always have a solution for any problem that comes my way. And God empowers us this way to lead others in the same way, to an answer for their problems. We don't have to get caught up in the nitty-gritty, the nasty. We can just soar above all of that stuff, trusting in God and showing others how to live victoriously. Amen? John chapter 10, verse 10. Again, this is the Amplified Bible. Excuse me, the Passion Translation. It's so good. In these verses, I don't often read the Passion, but I've been just grabbed it for this message because it just has more references about celebration than any other translation. And I believe that it really connects with how we think and talk today. We don't say the word rejoice. Oh, let's rejoice today. You know, I mean, we don't talk like that. Do you? But we talk about celebrations. You know, you plan a party for your kid, you do all kinds of things, you do stuff at your church. But the celebration thing, and because this is our 25th year for the Women's Conference, I just wanted to celebrate by just talking about that and seeing how significant and important that is. But here it is in John chapter 10, just gives us an inkling in this. It says the thief, verse 10, John 10, 10, a thief has only one thing in mind. He wants to steal, slaughter, and destroy. But I have come to give you everything in abundance, more than you expect. Life in its fullness until you overflow. Isn't that wonderful? That's the kind of life that's a celebrated life. And it's something to get happy about. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Point number 3. Jesus came to expose the diabolical campaign of the devil to destroy God's creation and give you an abundant life. Did you know that the devil doesn't have any good news for you? His plan is to tear you up, to destroy you. That's why, and you know, when Jesus spoke this, at that time, those people really didn't have a revelation of the devil. They thought everything good came from God, everything bad came from God, but he came to wake them up. And today, people have that same stupid idea. They've still been hoodwinked by the devil to think that God is putting stuff on them that is bad. God is a good God, a faithful God that keeps covenant down to 1,000 generations. Amen? So many people have been religiously brainwashed instead of New Testament taught. They don't realize that God, what Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Anybody interested?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But we have to accept that. We have to believe it and then proclaim it and expect it. Amen?
Amen.
That's what happens. Because although it was over 50 years ago, I still remember how Jesse and I wanted to celebrate the birth of our first child, our only child, Jody. It was so important that, you know, we were just alone living up there in Dallas, Texas at the time. Jesse was a nightclub entertainer. And we had, we were 500 miles away from our family. Both of our families lived in Houma, Louisiana. And here I had my first child, and we were just by ourselves. But I remember the moment, even though we didn't know God, we just, both of us were heathens. But Jesse said that he wanted his child to be dedicated to the Lord. And when I didn't even understand what that meant, I grew up Catholic. I never heard dedicated to the Lord. You know, we were like, you mean baptized? No, that's not the same thing, Kathy. I was clueless. And so he said, I want my dad, because his dad had preached from time to time. And so his dad and mom came up. He called his dad. He invited him. Why don't y'all come up? I want you to dedicate Jody to the Lord. And so that was a big, big deal. And so for him to even speak up and say that, I know he didn't know God, but God speaks. He leads his people. And I know it's because his parents were praying. But here it is. His mom and dad come up to Texas, and they pray this prayer, and I'll never forget it. It was that moment that we're just in our apartment. We didn't go to church. But I agreed to that, and we prayed a prayer and lifted our daughter to the Lord and dedicated her to the Lord, and it was a celebration. Some celebrations are joyful, and some are somber, and some are wonderful, but they're all celebrations. And so here it is, we're doing this, and I know today that was a crack. That was a way that we invited God into our home, and it changed our lives forever. It was just maybe 18 months later, I listened to Billy Graham on TV, and asked him Jesus to come into my life, and my life was totally changed. Almost the same amount of time later, I said, Jesse, why don't you watch Billy Graham with me? And he said those famous words, why would I want to do that? He was dressed and ready to go into the nightclub, because that's what his job started, like at 9 o'clock at night till 2 in the morning. And so here we are at the hotel, because we're watching, and I'm watching Billy Graham again, trying to get him to watch. Because I couldn't get him to go to church. I tried that. Wasn't good. I brought him a couple of times to churches, and he'd say, I don't want to come here. Look at those people in the church there. They were in the nightclub last night, he'd say. And then, because he didn't want to be a hypocrite, and he just saw through all of the fake and the phony. And so here it is, we're watching television because I couldn't bring him to church, like I said, because one time I did, I don't know how many of you have heard this, but one time I did bring him to church. It was with his brother, and we were visiting his family at home. And I brought him to this Pentecostal church where his brother went. And the pastor preached a beautiful message, and he gave a salvation altar call because he had the heart of God. He knew this man needed to, he knew people needed to know Jesus. And so he says, is anybody out there would like to get born again? And church was tiny, tiny, maybe sat 100 people. And we won the very last pew because that's all we could get Jesse to, as far as we can get him through the door and sitting down where there he was. And so you could look at him and could tell that he needed Jesus. Jesse's brother was born again. I was born again, but Jesse was right. He was like a sandwich, a heathen sandwich. Anyway, right between us. And I heard the pastor say, how about you back there with the long hair? Because he definitely had long hair. He was very thin because all he did was drugs and he didn't eat a whole lot. But he was upset because the guy said, how about you? He's called attention to him. He didn't want anybody to call attention to him. And so he looked at me and says, he's not talking to me, is he? And I was glad he did it, wouldn't you? Because I had been trying the same approach, you know. But he just got really angry at this pastor, and he started hurling curse words from the back pew. I mean, these people had never heard anything like this. And so Jesse's brother had to physically, bodily drag him out. He's got his hand over Jesse's mouth so he would stop this hollering and cursing at the church, the pastor, for asking him such a question. You're at church, for goodness sakes. Anyway, but he pointed him out, and so he said, don't ever invite me to church again, is what he said that night. And so then I had to go stealth, you know, do that. You know what stealth is, right? And so I remember praying and looking for an opportunity, and I would every time I would go to a church, I would go to the front by myself. I was at church, and my daughter was with me. And I would say, I'd like to pray for my heathen husband. And I had people all over the country praying with me. So I knew it was just a matter of time. But that was like an 18-month period about that time or around that. And so I remember that day when I said, Jesse, would you like to watch Billy Graham with me? He's on TV again. And he said, why would I want to do that? And my answer was, well, and I didn't plan to say it, but I said, well, look, the stadium's full. He must be saying something. He's pulling more people than you are. And so he listened to that, and he said, yeah. And so he stopped, and he listened, and he got born again. He asked Jesus to come in his life. And then there was another celebration in heaven. I want you to visualize that when you pray with someone and you lead someone to the Lord, there's a celebration in heaven. And you are a part of it. You are the reason for it because you spoke to someone. You told them about Jesus. You let them see what God had done in your life and how it changed you, and then it impacted the next generation. We are called to do this.
I hope you're enjoying today's program. I want to tell you about this month's partner offer, the difference between enough and all. God doesn't want you to be satisfied with just enough. Enough runs out. But if you dedicate yourself entirely to the Lord, you get in position to receive all of His goodness, and that's heaven on earth. Do you hear me? Heaven on earth. Find out how to get it at jdm.org.
You can broadcast the wonderful works of God right where you are. We have been entrusted to see to it that this message gets communicated to everyone, everywhere. You could be the one that changes somebody's life. You may not change thousands, but if you change one, that's all that counts.
Kathy Duplantis' Glorious, A Conference for Women, March 7th and 8th, 2025.
You know, God is the creator, and we should be creators too. In my book, Notes from a Vision Specialist, I reveal some of my vision-impacting experiences so that you can make your vision real God's way. God wants you blessed and excited about your future. Order Notes from a Vision Specialist and decide to make the vision real.
Order your physical copy or digital download for your donation amount of $5 or more at jdm.org.
I know Kathy's message from last year's Glorious Conference has stirred you up. We're so excited that her next Glorious Woman's Conference is right around the corner. You need to come. It's Friday, March the 7th, and Saturday, March the 8th. Registration is free. You ain't heard about that much, huh? Most people, you got to pay registration. We like to do as many things as we can free. You can go to jdm.org and get all the information, and I want you to come. And you'd be surprised. Even men sneak in there because they like it. Them women get on fire for God, boy. They just go at it. It's such a blessing. My February product offer, I just love it. It's our new book called Notes from a Vision Specialist. God has a great vision for your life, and He wants you to bring that vision to pass. Now, you know, I am a vision specialist. I know what to do, when to do it, where to do it, and how to do it. I'm not saying that pridefully. I know what God told me to do. To get your company, and I hope you do, you go to jdm.org for all the ordering information. And remember, you can watch today's full message on our JDM app, which is absolutely free. I want you to celebrate and shine the light of Jesus in the unique way that only you can. Do that. Partners, thank you. Thank you for supporting this ministry. 49 years of preaching the glorious gospel and not one deficit financially. I said it so many years, I'm going to say it again. I trust you, you trust me, but we both trust God. And guess what? These things get they just come to pass because they're easy. We have some big, big projects in the millions to do. And I know, don't let those figures shake you up. It doesn't make any difference because my God and your God supplies all. I am one of them all preachers, A-L-L. That's what he said. That's what we believe. So, partner, thank you. And tell other people about our program. We will bring joy into their life. I'm telling you, we will. And I ask them to be a partner. Because the hundredfold anointing is on my life. I believe that. And so many people that know me say, my God, man, I get around that man and I just get blessed. You know why? No secret sin here. None. We don't do that. We live clean and holy before the Lord. And we want to do right by God, which we do, and right by you, which we do. Kathy will be back with another power-packed message entitled Empowered to Witness. That girl can preach, can't she? She's such a blessing to God. Until next time, Jesse Duplantis from New Orleans saying, I love you. I really do. I pray for you every day. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Life-changing. I mean, Brother Jesse just always brings an amazing word.
There's such a connection when you come here.
This is our personal time just to get vision.
Visionary conference full of faith, full of hope.
Come expecting, because your expectancy will be increased.
Don't miss Jesse Duplantis 2025 Visionary Conference, July 10th and 11th at JDM International Headquarters in Destrehan, Louisiana.
Maybe a fourth of the time that you share, that you witness, you're going to hit some good ground. And it'll be worth it because when they grow up, they're going to reproduce and maybe they'll be the one that teaches that other person that maybe you could not reach. But that's why it's important for all of us to do our part. I'm not going to reach them all, you're not going to reach them all, but all of us together, everyone can reach one.